Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Soldotna City Council enacted an ordinance that increases estimated revenues and appropriations by $7,500 in the general fund for expenditures which could influence the outcome of the city's ballot proposition at the October 4th regular municipal election. With another ordinance previously being enacted that puts the proposition of $15 million in geo bond debt going before the voters for the Soldotna Fieldhouse. This allows the administration to describe, explain, and promote the project, but in order for that to happen, the council needs to specifically appropriate funds for that purpose. City Manager Stephanie Queen.
This ordinance would appropriate funds if it was the council's intention for staff to be proactive in educating the community and or advocating for the success of this project. The state laws require that any funds used by government employees or the entity be specifically appropriated for that purpose, and then we would track and report them to APOC. We did similar activities 3 years ago, and as a way of tracking our time, tracking expenses, and then reporting those in any of our activities that could have been viewed as influencing potentially the outcome of that election.
Queen also elaborates on the amount being appropriated.
I believe the amount the council appropriated 3 years ago was $5,000 for these activities. In putting a number in this ordinance, we reviewed recent outreach activities the city's done. For example, during COVID, we mailed out informational postcards about some of the programs that were going on. We used that as a basis to wrap our brains around what would it cost if the city did something similar, if we sent out a postcard about this project, as well as allowing for some staff time. There is a website that had previously been developed, and 3 years ago we tracked and reported our staff time in creating that website. It would be much less staff time this time to update that webpage with the current designs, the current cost estimates. But generally, that was how we approached the request for $7,500.
The vote was split among all six council members, which resulted in Mayor Paul Whitney casting the tie-breaking vote to enact the ordinance. The city of Soldotna is reporting that there is construction planned for the new Kendall dealership near the Y in Soldotna that's going to result in a partial closure of East Redoubt Avenue from August the 2nd, which is Tuesday, through August the 6th, which is going to be on Saturday. Traffic accessing East Redoubt Avenue will be directed to use Devon Drive, which is the Fred Meyer entrance, by the way, and they're directed to use that as a detour during this construction from Tuesday through Saturday. Construction is planned to take place from Tuesday, August 2nd through Saturday, August the 6th from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. each day. Meanwhile, authorities for the Alaska State Troopers reported on Saturday the two people died after a pickup truck drove off the Glen Highway and into the Matanuska River a day earlier, according to the online State Trooper dispatch. The 1995 Toyota Tacoma was pulled out of the river 6 p.m. Saturday after search and recovery efforts were unsuccessful Friday evening due to lack of visibility in the water and the current itself. An investigation at the scene indicated that the southbound vehicle had driven off the roadway, down an embankment, and into the river, missing the bridge's cement, cable, and steel barriers. Troopers said on Saturday a male and female were in the truck. Initial reports indicated that three people were believed to be in the truck, but upon its recovery, there was no evidence to suggest a third person was in the vehicle. At this moment, state troopers are withholding the identities of the deceased, at least until after next of kin have been notified. Matsuburo Dive Rescue was unable to safely recover the vehicle on Friday, in part due to the river's swift current and the poor visibility. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.